Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Chiefs Ravens coming your way. Big matchup this weekend. Sam's annoyed. You know, we got the Friday feels going down. It's a football Friday. We've got all this big sports action going on over the weekend, and Sam's just annoyed by the Ryder Cup, I've realized. Just the people that have the over-the-top love for the Ryder Cup, trying to put it in it somewhere just it isn't. It is. I think that's what's happening, right, Sam? You're just bothered.
What's the score?
I don't know.
I have no idea what the score is. Explain to me the score. Go.
I just want a leaderboard. That's all. That's what I do every week. I'm looking for the leaderboard. Paul doesn't know. He's like, how do you
come
win?
Come on, Paul.
I don't know.
Solve this equation for us.
I did a deep dive as we were trying to figure this out. And the deep dive is that I think each match is worth one. So that even though Europe is trucking the U.S. in three of these four matches, I think as it's Colin Morikawa is probably going to have to concede at like the 13th hole. Yeah, that's only going to be worth one though.
Yeah,
I was hoping
maybe
it might be like 8-1 after the morning matches, but Paul, no, it's going to be like
Paul wants in the baseball playoffs that if the Padres win 10-1, they should go up two games. Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
That's what's going to happen to the Phillies, basically. And you know what? If we play by those rules, the Phillies should be your World Series favorite because they could dominate like that for like two games or a series.
Yeah. Who should be the World Series favorite? This has bothered you for weeks.
I think that probably the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, it should be. Probably.
Doesn't mean I would bet
NL.
Like,
right.
Just not like the Phillies. Phillies
I said not the Phillies. Anybody but the Phillies should be favored, basically.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Oh, can't wait.
Seen this movie
before. Wildcard. Wildcard starts Tuesday. Oh, next week's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Wow. Let's keep this rolling. We've got the Ravens and the Chiefs. Biggest game of the weekend, even though we got a couple of teams below 500. The Ravens remain a 2.5-point road favorite. The situation's occurred a couple of times already this year. Patrick Mahomes is a home underdog. They take care of the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Tyquan Thornton ended up being the number one receiver, but the real number one for Patrick Mahomes is back. Xavier Worthy, he's been practicing in full all week. He is good to go. Not good Ravens injury information, right? Like their star D tackle, they already said he's out. Kyle Van Noy, the linebacker, did not play last week. He has not been practicing this week. It certainly seems like he's going to be out. So two of the best players on the defense, they're a no-go. And however you want to shape it, however you want to look at it, they're a bottom five defense in the league. And so with a sample size of three games, it is fair to ask the question, is this truly one of the worst defenses in the NFL, or have they run into bad injury luck and bad schedule luck?
Maybe both. I thought for sure you were going to try and rip Nnamdi Madubuike. I was waiting for it.
I've been doing it. I'm sick of saying. I'm just sick of saying his name. Honestly, I'm going to have JLC's going to say it 20 times on Sunday morning, which I'm not prepared for. So, yeah.
How many units did he win last night? Did you find out?
I don't know. I have to ask him if he bet McBride because he always bets McBride, and McBride was a loser in the room.
I can't wait for the room. Cannot wait. Literally wish I could just hit fast forward. Not that I don't want to do the show today. I just I can't wait for what the room has later. I'm going to guess the Ravens will be in the room, -2.5, because, you know, the Chiefs stink now. And that's sort of the narrative. Offense is broken. Mahomes is overrated. Andy Reid doesn't have answers. Just be careful with that, because when you give Andy Reid a queen on the chessboard, that's what Xavier Worthy is. He can go anywhere. He can do anything. It's the most important piece to their offense that isn't the quarterback. It changes everything they do. The one thing they haven't had is speed. Well, now you got speed. Literally, injection of speed and quickness and agility and deception, too. We can see Worthy on these wide receiver, you know, sweeps or, you know, these play action looks. He changes a lot of what they do. And then eventually they're going to get Rashee Rice back and give the whole chessboard the go. I like the Chiefs. Now, it's a little concerning that the last two times they've been home dogs, they've lost. Buffalo in 22, Philadelphia this year. But I'm putting a lot of faith in this offense against the Ravens defense. And I took 2.5. I did not get the 3. Wise guys took the 3. The professionals took the 3. I have 2.5. And that's basically the market everywhere. There's a 3 at one Vegas sports book, but they're trying to write a little bit more Chief at that point. Like, they want a Chiefs bet, clearly. Everybody else is 2.5. I'm going to guess the room is going to come Ravens. You agree?
Yes, the room will come Ravens. I'm not concerned about them losing outright as a home dog twice at all, because you say that and I say, well, Mahomes has been an underdog 16 times and he's won 11 of them outright. 11-5 straight up when he's an underdog, 12-3-1 against the spread. So, yeah, I'm good with the Chiefs, man. +2.5. I like it. Worthy returning changes everything. And you're right. It's a little bit of column A, column B, as far as the injuries for the Ravens defense and the schedule, the explosive offenses that they've played so far. Yeah, it's a little mix of both of those. Also, like, Henry with the fumbles, is this going to continue? Like, it keeps happening in key moments. That's a big concern. Some of the Trends players would come back about the Mahomes as a dog thing and say, well, look at him off a loss. Well, you didn't face Andy Reid off a loss. You didn't face Patrick Mahomes off a loss. At home, yeah, I like the Chiefs a lot. So let me ask you this. Is all the guys that run their models, are they still going to have the Ravens as the best team in football when they're 1-3?
Yes. I was just going to bring that up. They are stat sheet superheroes. Okay. They are just these DVOA darlings every year. Every year. Oh, they have the highest power rating. Change your rating if they're 1-3, please. Change it.
You got to. Like, change something. Change something.
You can't have them please. 1. How can you have them as the highest power rated team if they're 1-3?
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P on the BetMGM Network. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win, only at BetMGM. Keep things rolling to the West Coast. Let's go to Sin City. What about Vegas and Chicago? You've got the Raiders as a 1-point road favorite, total of 47.5. We say home favorite, but Chicago might have the home field advantage as far as the crowd goes, because we know how the Bears fans travel, especially out to Las Vegas. Those tickets were bought a long, long time ago. The Bears are beat up on defense, and it was the same case last week, but the difference was Bears steamroll Cowboys. Now, the final score should have looked a lot closer. The over should have hit. There were a couple of red zone turnovers in meaningless football time for the Cowboys late in that game. And I think it's such a dumb argument that I've heard. They're like, oh, well, yeah, CeeDee Lamb did get hurt in that game, but Jalen Johnson was out. You knew all week that Jalen Johnson was going to be out, and you had to game plan for that as a defense. The Cowboys had no idea that the best player on their offense was going to exit that game as early as he did. And then they would have to completely pivot. Whatever you had involved with CeeDee Lamb in your game plan, now that is out the window. That's hard to adjust on the fly on the road, even if you're playing a weaker defense. I just want to put that out there. So, yeah, Jalen Johnson's out all year. Kyler Gordon still not practicing this week in the secondary. On the defensive line, Grady Jarrett has not been practicing. And linebacker TJ Edwards is still not practicing. They're missing starters and really good players, especially in the secondary, at every level of their defense. I know they got by last week, and you've made it clear you're on the Raiders. Is this one of those spots where it's like, okay, you got by one week, but it's probably going to come to a head this week?
I think so. Bauer should have a huge game, and it sounds like he's getting healthier. You know, he was playing dinged up. He got hurt in the opener against the Patriots and kind of going through it a little bit, but it sounds like he's good. I guess we'll find out on Sunday, but I tell you this.
He's been practicing in full. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I'm just like we talked to guys around the teams. Steve Cofield said he's hearing good things. Adam Hill, they all say Bowers is good, which is nice to hear. You know that number is going to go up by Sunday, and I'm glad that we can have this conversation on a Friday and tell you, hey, if you're going to bet Brock Bowers is overs, do it now. On Sunday, what do you think people are going to bet on Bowers? Oh, I like the over. Yes, of course. So 56.5 right now. I see some 57.5. That's probably going to be 60.5 by Sunday. And if it lands 59 and you wait till Sunday, you're going to lose and it's your fault. You got to bet the star players overs earlier in the week. You don't bet them on Sunday. You bet the unders on Sunday. You don't bet the overs on Sunday. Bowers should eat, and they got to get him the ball against this defense. So that's my first look, and I do have the Raiders in my contest. They have – what is the number in our contest? Raiders minus one. Yep, already in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears-Cowboys, popular over. It goes to the 50s last week. It does not get home. It probably should have gotten home. You had like 38 points in the first half. Like people were like, okay, rocking chair winner. Nope, ends up being a loser. I'm not hearing that chatter this week. Is the situation that different? And the total's 47.5. You have two awful defenses once again. Against the pass, the Raiders can't do anything. They stop the run, but it doesn't really matter because the Bears don't have any running game to speak of offensively. Yards per play, the Bears have the worst defense in the NFL. Geno Smith last week, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Bears secondary in shambles. Maybe this is the Bears over week. That's where I'm at. I'm thinking this is a high-scoring game. What do you think?
If any defense can fix Ashton Jeanty, it's Chicago's. So I tend to agree with you.
There you go. Yeah, Jeanty, underwhelming so far. He's gone under his rushing prop in all three games. We'll see if they bet it this week. I mean, Trey Tucker, what an unbelievable game last week. That was crazy. 3 touchdowns. That's not going to happen again. I like your look with Bowers. That makes perfect sense. All right, what do we have next? Houston, Tennessee. Oh, boy.
Oh,
the Texans.
Baby.
Heavy, heavy favorites. They are 7-point favorites, and it's a low total. Like, I know that you're on Tennessee, and my first thought is, yeah, I don't love it. It doesn't make me feel comfortable because I like the Texans in Survivor, but you're on the +7. But I totally understand why you're on the +7, just from the sense that we have, I think, the lowest total of the week with one of the highest point spreads.
Vegas Rick had a very similar reaction to you. You just had that look of pure pain. He goes, mm-hmm. I understand it. Don't put it in the newsletter, though. goes, don't put Titans +7 out for the public. And I went, all right, fine. But I did bet 7. I took it already. I bet that early in the week.
Yep. I get it. It was weird. All of a sudden, Cam Ward popped up on the injury report the other day, but he's fine. He's good to go. The right side of the O-line, Latham not practicing this week. Zeitler has been limited, so it sounds like Zeitler could be okay. Titans are a dumpster fire. They have bad coaches, but you're going to get big numbers. So it's now Cam Ward's fourth game. Like, in my mind, when I'm backing any Tennessee game I'm involved in, I'm thinking, okay, is he starting to get it now? Is he going to turn the corner? Because one of these weeks, we're going to be shocked when they pull an outright upset, and it's going to blow up Survivor. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that are just going to keep going against the Titans every single week, and it's going to happen this week a little bit on the Houston front. Both teams are 0-3 on the season, and we'll see, man. The Texans are a mess. Oh, that's the other thing. They're a disaster, and they're laying 7. Like, I'd assume that's a big part of the handicap.
The O-line for me is the biggest issue. Tennessee's D-line, very good. Houston's O-line, very bad. I was with a guy last night. He was showing me his fantasy team, and he's good at fantasy. He stacked Stroud and Nico Collins on his team. He is pissed this year. He's not happy.
Not in a good spot at all. All right, Joe O, Sammy P. What about the Micah Parsons game? We've got that coming up here on Sunday. Green Bay against Dallas. Where's the sharp money? We found out where it's going. Might be surprised. Joe O, Sammy P, Bets What's BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.